So, a warm hello and a delight for me to be here with you and in this way and to begin the day here in California with meditating together in community. Thank you for being here. And as I mentioned yesterday, one of the qualities of mature vipassana practice is the ability, well, let me say it a little differently, that mature Buddhist practice is sometimes described as understanding that nothing whatsoever is worth clinging to. Nothing whatsoever is worth grasping. And so it's a universal statement about all things. It's an omniscience of sorts. You know something, one thing at least, about all things. All experiences are not worthy of grasping. And so this kind of broad, universal kind of understanding, what allows that kind of statement and what supports it and what it comes out of is a capacity to have where your conscious awareness is 360 degrees, meaning that your conscious awareness is ready to practice with, to bring mindfulness to, whatever is happening in your experience. That there's not a division between that which is sacred and profane, that which is even in a certain kind of way, the division between what is shallow and profound. It's all equally the worthy of awareness, of mindfulness. And this kind of mindfulness is able to kind of touch and connect to the full range of our human life. As we begin appreciating that, it becomes a center. It becomes kind of a home and a kind of place of freedom. But to really make it that way and to make it all-encompassing or 360 degrees, there is one area of mindfulness that is often overlooked. So in a conventional way, mindfulness could be seen a little bit like a flashlight or even a lighthouse shining a light. A flashlight that is flashing its light on different objects of things that we then really look at carefully, really there to take in. And so we turn the light onto our breathing, our embodied experiences, our emotions, our thinking, like we did yesterday. And with that, we also open up to sounds and sights around us and all things that can be experienced. And in a sense, it's kind of like a flashlight shining light on it, in a sense, especially when we begin the practice. But at some point, the light gets turned around 180 degrees, that we're actually looking at the quality of the light. We're actually noticing not what we're aware of, but how we are aware. Not what we're mindful of, but the characteristics, the felt sense of the quality of the mindfulness itself. And generally that takes a while, and the awareness, the mindfulness, kind of it helps if it's really stable, meaning we have an ability to rest and abide in the present moment with some continuity. over time. So we're not just flitting around from one thing to the other or getting distracted all the time. And situations where awareness keeps getting hijacked by our desires and aversions and fears and fantasies. And awareness really gets lost. We get lost, it's not that much awareness. We get pulled into this world of thoughts and things like that. But when awareness doesn't get lost and doesn't get swept away by thoughts and is stable and here, then at some point, the awareness, how we're being aware, becomes the salient thing. And this is closely related to how we are. There's what's happening and how we are in relationship to what's happening. There's the experience of breathing and how we're relating to that experience. There is the experiences of the body and how we're relating to that experience. The experience of emotions and how we relate to those. And the experience of the mind, of thinking, and how we relate to that. And it's in that how where the Dharma really opens up, because it's in that relationship where suffering, the suffering that Buddhism is addressing, is in that relationship. And so even if there's suffering, how are we in relationship to suffering? If we're happy, how are we in relationship to it? And that relationship can get clarified. And part of that is how we're mindful. It's mindfulness, attention sometimes carries that relationship. Sometimes it gets entangled, and sometimes it comes along side by side. So in this meditation, I'll point you to some aspect of this. So to enter into a meditative posture, and to soften your eyes. Some of you might prefer to close your eyes, some of you keep them open, but soften your eyes. Let the eyeballs rest in their sockets. Some people find it helpful to, if there is an inner gaze for the eyes, gaze backwards and down. So we're not reaching out with the eyes. And to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. The deep in-breath is to connect to this time and place with this body. And the long exhale, a time to relax and settle into here and now in this body. Maybe on the long exhale, you can even wiggle your body a little bit and help it relax a little bit more, release. And allowing your breathing return to normal. And with this normal enough breathing, on the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Maybe adjusting your position of your hands a little bit if that supports more relaxation in the shoulders. And on the exhale, softening the belly. And then maybe bringing your attention to your head, space between your ears, behind your forehead. And if there's any tension or pressure or tightness or energy or agitation associated with thinking, I call that the thinking muscle. And on the exhale, to relax the thinking muscle. Relax the effort to be thinking. An effort that sometimes is quite weary, exhausted from a lifetime of thinking, preoccupation. And allow your thinking to relax as well. As you exhale, as if the thinking mind can ride the exhale all the way to a quiet place at the end of the exhale. And then, from the inside of your body, become aware of the body's experience of breathing. In that location where breathing is most pronounced or most comfortable, or where you have the custom of practicing mindfulness of breathing. As you inhale, receive the inhalation. As you exhale, allow it to go. Allow the exhale to release. Receiving and allowing. And as you're gently with your breathing, how would you characterize your awareness of breathing, your mindfulness of breathing? Is there any strain to be aware? Are you bearing down or pushing to be aware? Or are you holding back, hesitant, unsure of yourself? Is there a subtle confidence in your awareness? Or is there a subtle doubt or hesitancy? With the awareness, are you going out to know the breathing? Or is awareness receiving the experience of breathing? Is there any anxiety that goes along with being aware? A sense of caution. Is there any subtle feeling associated with being mindful of, I can't do this, this is hard? And if you notice anything that is extra, anything that's more than simply being aware, see if you can let go of it. Or if you can't let go of it, let it fall to the side. And highlight for yourself the radical simplicity of awareness that simply knows, simply is aware, somewhat like a mirror that just is aware of what is in front of it, without distortion or comment or preferences. Just aware, breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, if we can appreciate that there's always two things happening. There's what is happening, and there's our relationship to it. And this ability we have to recognize the relationship, the attitude, the desires, intentions, the preferences that come along with what's happening, then we can avoid acting on those attitudes and intentions that are harmful. And we can choose those that are to act on those which are beneficial. Because it's a sacred realm, this realm of our how we relate, the relationships between ourselves and our experience, ourselves and other people, ourselves and ourselves. That relationship is so important. And may it be that this practice of mindfulness supports us to avoid causing harm in the ways that we're connected to others and to this world. May we not hurt anyone, oppress anyone, diminish the value of anyone, and instead, may we benefit. May that relationship we have bring benefit, bring joy, bring freedom and happiness, ease. May we care not only for others and ourselves, but may we care about the care for the relationship between how we relate. And in how we relate, may it be for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. And may all beings everywhere be free.